And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 9th of March, 2007. 1913, on this day, Virginia Woolf delivered the manuscript for her first novel, The Voyage Out, to the Duckworth Publishing House. She had been working on it for almost 7 years. She'd written 5 drafts of the novel, including 2 different versions that she worked on simultaneously. And then she had to go to work correcting the proofs, which she found almost unbearable. She had a nervous breakdown. She spent 2 years recovering. The Voyage Out was eventually published in 1915. Critics don't consider it a great work, but among the characters is a woman named Clarissa Dalloway, who would stick in Virginia Woolf's mind until she would write an entire novel called Mrs. Dalloway. It's the birthday of Vida Sackville West, born in Knowle, England, 1892, a friend of Virginia Woolf's, who inspired Woolf's novel Orlando. Vida Sackville West, who was one of the great gardening writers at a time when gardening was considered a masculine hobby. But Vida Sackville West, writing a weekly column about gardening to the London Observer for 15 years, persuaded many people to start their own gardens. And it's the birthday of one of the best-selling writers of all time, the crime novelist Mickey Spillane, born Frank Morrison in Brooklyn, 1918. His first novel, I, the Jury, came out in 1947, starring the famous detective Mike Hammer. And it was on this day in 1933 that President Franklin D. Roosevelt, newly inaugurated, called a special session of Congress and began the first 100 days of enacting his New Deal legislation. It was the Great Depression. The unemployment rate was somewhere around 25%. The prices for industrial goods and products were falling. Bread lines in every major city, thousands of people roaming the country on freight trains looking for jobs or handouts, banks failing at an unprecedented rate. Millions of Americans had lost all or part of their savings. Some people were surprised by Roosevelt's cheerful demeanor when he took office. This was back when presidents were inaugurated in early March. And at his first press conference, March 8th, 1933, reporters were surprised that the president actually would talk to them. Almost all previous presidents had refused to talk off the cuff with reporters. But Roosevelt did. He didn't mind answering all kinds of questions. And then on this day, he called Congress into session. He had Democratic majorities in both houses. They first passed the Emergency Banking Act. They passed the Federal Emergency Relief Administration, which distributed $500 million to the poor, the Civilian Conservation Corps, which employed people to work on forestry projects, the Public Works Administration, employing people to build bridges, dams, and roads all across the country, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which provided for the first insurance of banking deposits. Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, O Ship of State. Thou too sail on, O Ship of State, sail on, O Union strong and great. Humanity with all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate. We know what master laid thy keel, what workman wrought thy ribs of steel, who made each mast and sail and rope, what anvils rang, what hammers beat, in what a forge and what a heat were shaped the anchors of thy hope. Fear not each sudden sound and shock, 'tis of the wave and not the rock, 'tis but the flapping of the sail and not a rent made by the gale. In spite of rock and tempest's roar, in spite of false lights on the shore, sail on, nor fear to breast the sea. Our hearts, our hopes, are all with thee. Our hearts, our hopes, our prayers, our tears, our faith triumphant o'er our fears, are all with thee, are all with thee. O Ship of State by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.